Melody, my dear.
Yes, dear.
When I say brainwashing, what do you think of?
You've lost your ability to think rationally. You make a decision based on what you think people want you to believe.
Yeah.
You don't follow the heart so much as trying to believe something because someone keeps telling you that's what is right.
Yeah, and as for me, I always thought of it like in terms of the Viet Cong or the Chinese prison camps where they're brainwashing you and you picture some eerie cavern in some scary movie. But that's not where it's happening today. It might be happening there.
We hope not.
No, but it's happening in a place where we least expect it.
Let me ask you a couple questions tonight. What does it take to make normal people like us, well, like you, what does it take normal people to come to believe and even teach that eternal torment is a fitting and proper end to God's great plan of redemption? What does it take to make someone accept that and swallow it as, yeah, that makes sense? This is a fitting end to God's plan of salvation. Let me answer that question. I'm going to be very straightforward and use a hard term. To me, it takes brainwashing. It takes brainwashing to get a normal person who loves their family, who understands the concept of love through the relationship of the family, father to son, mother to daughter, to come to the conclusion that God's love could include the concept of eternal torment. To me, it takes a form of brainwashing for this to become acceptable to us and something that brings us repose. The second question I'd like to ask is, what does it take to make normal people come to believe that the human will is stronger than the divine will, that the human will is not only stronger but can outmaneuver the divine will in matters of salvation, or that 6 billion people can act independently of God with their own free wills and yet God somehow still be in control? What does it take to make a person accept these two contradictory teachings, that God is in control and yet 6 billion people are doing their own thing? Again, I will use a strong word. I believe it takes a form of brainwashing.